All right, Blu-rays and bootlegs fans, you guys ready to get started? Okay, you guys made me kind of sad, but your friends are going to come in a second and make you happy, so that works. Before we do get started, we have some amazing house rules for you. First, please silence your cell phone so as not to interrupt the performers. Also, please keep table talk to a minimum, respect the two-item minimum, and no recording of any kind except for what your friends are doing. Get ready to welcome them, your host for tonight, the host of Blu-rays, Bootlegs, and Bruce. I did that wrong. Give it up for Adam and Omar!
Cheers, motherfuckers! Jeez. Welcome, one and all, to Bruce, Blu-rays, and Bootlegs Live!
Woo!
This show was a very, very long time in the coming. It was birthed in Omar's living room.
This is true.
Like 4 years ago.
This is very true.
And we did like 5 episodes and then fucked off.
This is very, very, very true, actually.
But now we're live. Because fuck it, I can't. We almost didn't make it tonight, though.
That shit was hilarious, actually.
No,
we were all, you know what? I'll tell the story because I know you're a little flustered about
yeah.
it. All right, we were actually in the parking lot in Ashley's Furniture, which, by the way, I really hope we don't get towed, but we're in the parking lot.
Fuck it, we had a good show, even if we did.
This is true. But we were in the parking lot, and we're all like, yeah, woo, let's get this started. All right.
Pump, we're feeling good.
We were feeling really good. And he tells me, don't forget to lock the door. And I'm like, all right, no problem. So I never lock the door. That's the thing about me. I always leave my fucking door open. And
but then I went and just fucked it all up.
Yeah, so I locked the door. I closed it. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm pumped. Let's do this. And he's like, fuck, dude. I locked my keys in my car with the car still on. And I look at him and I'm like, I can't believe it, because this is unlikely of Adam.
Not only were my keys in the truck and the truck was still running, but the entirety of the show was in the back seat of the truck.
This is
everything we need to do this show was in the back seat of the truck that was locked and running and waiting to be stolen.
And luckily, if I wasn't drunk off the vodka that we got from Mother Russia.
Mother Russia vodka.
If it wasn't for that, I'd be just freaking the fuck out. But I was just
you
would
have had the clairvoyance to be like AAA. I'd have been like, what do we do? And I would have broke the window and been like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, he almost grabbed the, God, what was it? That pool thing?
I almost grabbed a pool brush to break out the window just so we could make it to the show.
It was the funniest thing. I was like, no, dude, calm down.
That is
I got AAA.
That is how much I care. I was willing to destroy my vehicle to be
for all of yous peoples.
Be fucking grateful.
So be very grateful. And now we're here, and I'm actually very excited about this because
started from the bottom. Now I help.
Started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
Same fucking here.
Yeah.
I hate that song.
Hey, he was in Degrassi.
He was Wheelchair Jimmy.
I have fond memories of Wheelchair Jimmy.
You can rap all you want. You're still Wheelchair Jimmy.
Oh man. You know, I actually I had a. Because I work at Guitar Center, for all of you guys who don't know me. I actually work at Guitar Center.
I work
in
here.
Palmdale. And I had a customer look at me. He's like, you know what? You kind of look like the Mexican Drake. And I'm like, what
the fuck?
How do I look like Mexican Drake? It was the funniest thing I've ever
I don't know Spanish
before.
Or I do that Drake song in Spanish. What's the Spanish for starting?
You know what? I'm a little too drunk to say that in Spanish.
Well,
but cheers to every single one of yous who showed up, and yes, I speak in plural, so yous. Peoples, thank you. So everyone who's got a drink, please.
And drink up, because that is the
people,
point
for the people
the
who
show.
Don't have drinks, just in spirit.
In spirit. For the people who aren't here, pour one out.
This is for the homies that couldn't
be
here.
Don't get mad if you pour shit on the carpet.
No, please don't do this shit.
I want to keep working here.
Exactly.
Well, for those of you who don't know what this show is, and I'm assuming that's the vast majority of you, because this show hasn't existed for like 3 years.
It's been a very long time. We were drunk in, God, we were early 20s? Early 20s, just being drunk on my couch. And you tell the story.
Well,
you're very good at telling stories.
This is the podcast where we drink beer, watch movies, and talk about both. What we do is we get our favorite craft beer. We drink said beer. We talk about movies. We do the first 30 minutes of a movie and give you a little bit of commentary on it. So, to start the show, we always ask the infamous question, what are you drinking tonight, sir?
What am I drinking, actually? I went to the bar over here because I was really hoping that we'd have comp drinks. We did.
Nope.
No, but it's okay, though. You guys run a lovely club in here. I love all of yous. So I went into the bar, and I asked them for the cheapest, best thing they had, and they all looked at me like, what? You want cheap beer? That's gross. What's wrong
Here's
with you?
PBR, you fucking hipster.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. That's what they said. You could have a PBR. And again, you know, my hipster blood was like, no. It was like, yes.
I was going to say.
But,
I want to drink that in my skinny jeans.
The unconformist in me was like, no, I don't want PBR. I don't want that shit. So I asked them what was the next best thing, and they're like, well, for $6.50, you could have a Stella. And I was like, 50 cents more for a Stella? Fuck yeah, I'll take a Stella.
This is normally the part where we talk, like, on the home show, we talk about craft beers, but tonight, because we're drinking Stella, the only note I can really give on it for our beer aficionados is that it tastes like Stella.
And it's from Belgium.
It's from Belgium, I guess. That's what the glass says.
I always believe what glasses tell me, because they never lie.
Unless they put Bud Light in there, then you'd be fucked.
Bud Light.
Bud Light tastes like shit.
Cheers to Bud Light.
Let's talk about some movies, dude.
Let's talk about some movies.
Yeah. We start the show with a segment we call Spoiler Alert. We talk about movies that are in theaters at the moment. So if you haven't seen them, spoiler alert.
Boo, no one likes spoilers.
Don't worry, we're talking about some shitty movies. You don't need to see them anyway.
None of you care.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, God. You know what? There you go. We have already got a grunt. I actually haven't watched the movie.
Don't. Save yourself. Run.
You know what? And part of me wanted to watch it because I was like, please, I have some hope for this series.
No.
No?
I'm gonna reenact my favorite scene for you. Like, Dr. Doom's getting ready to destroy the world.
I'll be Dr. Doom.
Invisible Girl's standing there, and she's ready to go. And the thing walks up. The thing's like, ugh. And Human Torch flies in. He's like, shit, I'm on fire. It's this big dramatic moment. Mr. Fantastic runs in, and the score swells, and he goes, he's going to destroy the world. We have to stop him.
Oh, my God. No way.
As flat as humanly possible. He's going to destroy the world. We have to stop him. Like, whatever.
How was the thing? How was the thing? Please tell me he was awesome.
The thing ran around naked the whole movie, and not once did I see the thing's dick.
Oh. Who doesn't want to see a rock dick? Nyak, nyak!
That's all I wanted out of that movie. He's running around naked. He's not wearing his uniform shorts. I wanted to see the rock's... The thing's giant orange rock dick. I do want to see the rock's dick.
I want to see the rock's dick. Yeah. Playing the Rock Johnson's dick.
That's I tell you what, they call him the Rock, baby.
It's not because he's a rock.
It's because he gets really hard boners.
I was actually going to go into a B-52 song. I have a tendency of doing that.
Where's the rock lobster?
I'm so off key. God, I'm fucking drunk.
That movie was fucking awful. They explain like why the Fantastic Four get their powers because they get drunk. So if we got superpowers every time we got drunk, we'd be gods by now.
Please tell me you're serious.
They build their interdimensional teleport machine, and then the government's like, fuck you, you're 17, you can't use the interdimensional teleport machine. And they're like, but we want to. So they get drunk because they're angry, and then test the machine themselves, and they get their superpowers because they got fucking drunk.
So what you're telling me is, all I have to do is get really shit-faced.
We can have superpowers. We can do it, you and me.
I believe in us.
We'd be the too.
The
We wouldn't be fantastic. We'd just be kind of okay.
And I'm okay with just being okay.
That's like the very end of the movie. They get their big like Fantastic Four base, and they're looking at it, and the thing turns to Mr. Fantastic, and he's like, "Well, we need a name." And they start talking about this is a cool base. And he's like, "What do you think we should call it?" And he
looks Mother out, base.
He looks out and he goes,
"Metal Gear Solid fans?"
He looks out and he goes, "Well, I gotta say, it's fantastic." Credits. That wouldn't be the case with us. We'd be like, "Well, we were okay.
We did all right." You know, Dr. Doom still floating around being, you know, a doctor for whatever reason. I don't know what the fuck
he
was doing.
He wasn't even a doctor in the movie. He was just like the pissed off 19-year-old that's like, "I wanna go to space." Oh, God.
Yeah, see, I'm not a comic book fan at all, and I know I'm probably digging my own grave and whatnot. Am I fine? Okay, we don't have comic book fans in here other than this guy.
Any
right
comic
here.
Book fans beyond me?
Over here? No.
See, you're fine.
Okay, good. I'm great. Okay, no, yeah. I, you know what? I've always been like an anime nerd and a manga nerd, so you know, I've never really got into that, the comic book series.
So if Mr. Fantastic was talking about getting raped by a tentacle monster, you'd be totally behind.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I always hate about people who are like, oh, anime, it's all about hentai. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? There's other...
But be honest.
It's mostly hentai.
I'll say, how much tentacle rape have you seen this afternoon?
God, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to drink.
You were at my apartment. I watched it all with you.
And for all of you out there listening, I don't watch hentai. I don't partake in the hentai.
They don't care about your hentai habits. They're accepting of you. Look at them. They don't care.
I just like anime.
They're fine.
That's what I like.
Well, I also saw Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, dude, how was that?
It was okay. I was the only white guy in the theater.
Yeah, started from the bottom now, yeah?
No, not even close. I wanted to like it more than I did. I had a problem with it because it felt really forced. Like, they forced all of the, like, rapper cameos in there. Like, at one point... Dude walks up behind Dr. Dre, and they're like, who the fuck is this? And he's like, Snoop D-O-double-G, baby. Served no purpose to the story. He just walked in to be like, and I'm Snoop Dogg. Bye! They did that so many times.
You know what I heard? And this might be ridiculous. Anybody out there in the audience who knows Snoop Dogg, and I hope it's all of you. I hope all of you
like,
know Snoop Dogg.
Do they know him personally?
I'm hoping
our audience knows him personally.
Well... I've heard this, and this is ridiculous, and I hope it's true because it's hilarious. I heard that Snoop Dogg pays this beautiful broad $10,000 a day to roll his blunts, and I know this...
To have that kind of money.
I know, God, I wish I had...
Roll me a blunt. I'm not going to smoke it, but roll it anyway.
Just roll it.
I want to watch you do it.
You know what? I have this this old coworker who was on, you know, who was a Grips. You know Grips, obviously, because you're in the...
He rolled your blunts for you?
No, he was...
Goddamn. Like your buddy's like walking around in a banana hammock like, Mr. Roma, really you want to blow?
Why is he gotta be Mexican? Why is he gotta be Mexican?
I assume he's like your cabana boy, like, do you want blunt, Mr. Roma?
It's not me, asshole, it's Snoop Dogg.
He pulls it out of the bag like, here you go, blunt.
Aquí está. No, he's not here. He's not here.
Blunt was in the bowl.
No, why is it? God damn you. No. Oh no, my old coworker.
So many
he did.
I'll let you finish. I'm sorry.
It's okay. He did a music video with Snoop Dogg because you know again those Grip guys. I don't know what the fuck they do, but they work hard. And most of the time,
I've been in film 14 years. I still don't know what the fuck they do.
Yeah. See, I don't understand what they fucking do. But they have a fucking camera and they shoot shit. And then they sit down for like 12 hours and get paid $800 for no fucking reason.
That sounds like my job. I show up for like an hour and they're like, all right, here's a check. Go
well,
on.
I hate you. I get paid $9.50 an hour. Fuck you. But he was telling me...
That's why you can afford a little cabana boy to roll your blunts.
This is true. Here you go, Mr. Romar. I got a blunt for you.
I wrote it so
Italian. Why is he so Italian? I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know how to do accents.
That's a Freudian slip. The cabana boy is actually Italian.
What a twist!
I give you the blunt and I give you my baguette. I give you my pasta. All over your face.
Oh, you're so racist. The racism is killing me inside.
I'm sorry, continue your story.
Continue my story.
About your cabana boy.
But it's actually a hot bride. Which I'm sorry, I don't mean to say that in a target. God. I don't mean to say that in a bad way. I'm just broad. It's a general term for women, you know. This is the thing, right?
We're going to get blown up on Twitter by all the...
I've already said too many bad things,
warriors.
Actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're coming after me for those accents, but keep going.
But he said that he was talking to Snoop Dogg, and he was like, hey, yo. And he just whistled to this chick, and she came in, you know, looking sexy, just walking on right up to him. And he's like, yo, can you roll me a blunt? And my buddy was like, what the fuck? So she starts, you know, she literally has a suitcase in her fucking hand.
It's full of weed?
Yeah, full of weed and full of blunt wraps. So it was the funniest thing ever.
Look at that through an airport. And what's the deal with airports?
And she opens it up, and she just starts, you know, rolling it like she's a master craft roller. It's the craziest thing. He says that she's perfected the art of blunt rolling, and that's why she gets paid $10,000.
She's like, I went to college for this.
I dropped out of college, but now I'm rolling blunts for Snoop Dogg.
My parents think I'm in art school.
But it was the funniest thing in the world. I couldn't believe that Snoop Dogg's had that kind of money to just...
I can believe it.
Can you really believe that?
Yeah.
I don't know, because $10,000 a day, you know what I could do with $10,000 a day?
Are you a Cabana boy?
I could buy a lot of cocaine with that.
You could.
That's what I could do.
That's a lot of cocaine.
Woo, cocaine! No one even...
Nobody in the Soviets likes cocaine!
Cocaine.
Weed's for children. We do coke like adults.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. No, but in all seriousness... What the fuck are you talking about?
How shitty Straight Outta Compton was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Snoop Dogg, that's right, Snoop Dogg. That's what we were talking about.
That pretty much sums up my feelings on Straight Outta Compton, though. I would rather have been baked.
You know, and it's the funniest thing ever, because, I go back to my coworker, and I have this coworker who's the nicest dude in the world, but he's probably, you know, the biggest, just...
He's Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to go with. And he told me, like, yeah, Straight Outta Compton's like...
Blondale, that's an improvement.
And this is a quote-unquote, not racist at all. He said, quote-unquote, Straight Out of Compton is like the white people's Avengers. That's what he told me.
I had a friend tell me the same thing.
Oh, okay.
And he was white, though. He was like, dude, what if they're building a universe? And, like, in the next one, Dre's got lasers shooting out of his ass and he's fighting Biggie Smalls. I would pay to see that.
I would
drop $10.50 to watch Dre shoot lasers out of his ass.
But I thought it was the funniest thing in the world hearing this big old black dude just tell me, you know what? Man. Yeah, I'm going to stand in line. This is the first time I've ever stand in line before for a movie. You know?
For Straight Outta Compton.
For Straight Outta Compton. And I was like, oh, that's great.
I feel like for him, that's probably like my experience when I stood in line for Green Lantern. He was really let down. I know a lot of people are talking about that movie for Oscars, but it's...
Wait, Green Lantern? What?
Yes, Green Lantern, a movie from like 4 years ago.
That's what?
For Oscars this year. No, Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, you're high.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm high.
Fuck. What's in this beer?
Jesus Christ, can we order some more? No, seriously, I want some more.
I don't think she's in here. You're good. And?
God, I'm feeling good. Can we just give a shout out to Alex for the...
What did he do? What did you do? What did he do?
What did I do?
For the vodka.
Oh, yeah, we were drinking that vodka. You got me. Yeah.
Woo!
We pre-gamed on Alex's dime!
Woo! Thank you, Alex. Everyone give Alex a round of applause from the
vodka. For bringing Russian vodka back from Russia to me so we can get drunk for the show!
It was the best vodka I've ever had in my life. Just so you know, I don't like vodka. I'm more of a whiskey drinker. If I have vodka, it's very rare, and I'll have it in a martini because I'm fancy as fuck.
Oh, you're a gentleman.
I'm a gentleman. You know what? I actually got into the martini thing after we watched that James Bond movie. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, that was when we watched Quantum of Solace.
Yeah, I was so fucking into, like, martinis, so I
was
just
one of the phases, because after we saw Sherlock Holmes, we were smoking pipes.
This is true.
We were like...
This is very true.
Elementary. Like...
Elementary.
And we tried to solve mysteries, and we just sucked at it.
You know what? I'll leave that to Scooby-Doo and the gang.
Who murdered the Prime Minister? We're like, we went home.
Let's just get high.
Someone else will figure it out.
No, but yeah, it's a round of applause for Alex one more time, because the vodka was the best vodka I've ever had in my life. Thank you very much.
We got one more movie in theaters to talk about that I just want to bitch about.
Tell me more.
Terminator Genesis. You
know what? It's another movie I haven't actually watched.
Because you don't go to movies, and I steal them all.
And I hate you for it, because you're in...
Exactly! I'm an actor. I'm hurting my own industry. Look at all these fucks I give.
And you know what? And I'm very about... You know what? If you worked hard for the film, or you worked hard on...
They didn't work hard on Terminator Genesis.
And this is bullshit. I hate you so much.
They phoned that motherfucker in... 7-year-old Arnold, like, you have to come with me.
Kill me, I'm right here.
Sarah Connor, I just grabbed my pants.
Oh, that was sexy.
I can't find my nurse. Oh.
I used to be the governor.
And now I'm just fucking old. He had a kid with his maid, that motherfucker.
Really?
And I'm betting that kid is somewhere in the movie because he needs a job now.
Nah, he'll just, you know, mooch off of daddy for the rest of his life. And I don't blame him, because if I had a rich daddy, I'd be loaded.
My dad was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'd be like, yeah, dad.
Shit, I don't even know my dad.
Yes, you do.
This shit just got dark. Oh, actually, I do know my dad.
You know your dad.
Oh, that's right. He's just not around anymore.
It's because your dad's not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This is true. He's just a stupid, stupid Mexican. God damn it.
He's rolling someone's blunts right now.
No, he's making tacos like an asshole.
Close. I was close.
God, I love stereotypes. Stereotypes are my favorite thing in the world. I don't believe in them. I just think it's hilarious because there's a little bit of truth in every stereotype. And I believe that because, again, I am Hispanic, so a lot of the Hispanic stereotypes, they crack me up because most of them are true. Most of them. So white people stereotypes are my favorite, actually.
Not sure what that has to do with Terminator.
Oh, that's right. Well, we were talking about Terminator. I'm fucking drunk. Can I get another drink, please?
That movie was just a giant hole in the Terminator story. Like, John Connor invents Skynet. And then John Connor has to be killed by Skynet so he could go back in time and invent Skynet with his mom or whatever.
That's as much as I think about that
movie. Exactly. They threw such a check at Arnold, though.
Microphone. I'm sorry. It's funny because I just looked at the microphone that I'm speaking into. I was like,
let's cut Omar off.
No, hold on. No. Because I'm
let's cut him off.
Because I'm looking at the microphone and God, you know, I'm such a gear junkie again. Because I'm a musician. I do that full time, and by full time, I mean I do that part of the time that I'm playing Metal Gear Solid because that's taking over my life. So when I'm not doing that, I'm really into music, so I'm looking at this microphone and thinking, wow, this sounds really good. What kind of microphone is it? And I was like, oh, Sennheiser?
That's not
what that's what I have in my bag.
You're looking at something black and phallic, and you're like, yes. Stop blowing the microphone.
Don't tell me how to live my life. You're not my dad.
Yes, I am.
Oh, God, I wish this was my microphone.
How was the show
I'm just
last night? Well, the fat guy talked about movies and the little one blew a microphone.
I like how I'm the little one. Can I be the bearded guy or the curly-haired fuck?
The guy with the beard blew a microphone.
God damn it, dude.
He looks like he had experience.
I don't want to talk about that right now. Can we go back to the fucking movie?
Yes, we'll talk about this later.
No, but seriously, I want another drink.
There's some new Blu-rays, being that we are brews, Blu-rays, and bootlegs. We gotta talk about.
And I hate the bootleg part, but whatever.
The bootleg part is on me because I'm too cheap to go to a theater.
You're an asshole.
And I'm too cheap to buy the Blu-rays.
So you're an asshole. Blu-rays. I'd rather not watch anything.
Then what are you gonna do?
Nothing! I'll play Metal Gear Solid 5 until I die.
You're gonna run out of the time real quick. But no, we got some new Blu-rays. Mad Max.
Another movie I have yet to watch.
You don't need to.
Why is that?
Mad Max was really, really spectacularly okay.
That sounds fantastic. It, like the Fantastic Four!
Or the 2. It was like Avatar, in the sense that, like, ooh, it's pretty. Story was absolute bullshit. It was U-Turn the movie.
U-Turn the movie?
The whole movie, Tom Hardy's like, we gotta go over that. And they get over there, and he's like,
Hold on one second, can we... What is your name? Deborah, can we give a round of applause for Deborah, please? Because you are fantastic. You heard my plea, and you are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Deborah's the man.
You are the woman. The woman. God damn it, dude. You're going to get us fucking kicked out of here.
For all our home listeners, we just got more booze.
Woo! For all of you listening tomorrow, Deborah gave us some beer after I've been bitching about it for like 20 minutes
and
now.
I give it about 5 minutes before no one understands a damn thing Omar's saying.
I am so drunk right now. I'm really good at keeping my composure, but it's because I'm Mexican. Again, you know, I'm very good at
it. You with your fucking stereotypes.
I love stereotypes. Stereotypes are my favorite.
Can we talk about Mad Max?
Okay, let's talk about Mad Max.
It was fucking awful.
Okay, tell me about U-Turn the movie.
That was exactly it, you know. They spend the whole movie trying to get to one spot. When they get to that one spot, they're like, hey, let's go back to the other spot we started at. And they make a big fucking U-turn, and they go all the way back to their spot. And Tom Hardy, brilliant fucking actor.
I love Tom Hardy.
He's wasted on 3 lines of dialogue. He doesn't say shit the whole movie. Most of the movie, he's just like... Which I can give him props, because as an actor myself, if you were to give me a script where it's like, and then Adam grunts, I would have been like, ah! Adam mumbles under his breath.
Damn kids. Get the fuck out of my lawn.
Kids stealing all my water and driving their cars and shit. And I know part of the trailer that everyone was really excited about was the dude on the truck with the flamethrower guitar. What the fuck was the point of him?
That's hot.
What was the point of him?
It's, you don't need a point.
It's like the bad guy was just like, we need to sound badass. Get that guy with the flame guitar. And that's how the villain sounded, actually. That wasn't an exaggeration. It was like when they cast the guy, they're like, all right, you're going to have a mask over your face the whole movie. And Tom Hardy's in it. It's like, fuck, I can't do the Bane voice. I'll do Batman's voice in that mask.
So you think you're in charge?
Do you feel in charge?
I'm horrible at impression.
The whole movie is just like, oh, we got to go to the other side of the thing and do the shit and then, oh, we're trying to dog fuck. It was fucking horrible.
Do you feel in charge? I'm going to keep working on that until I'm good at it.
You just ask me when you want me to do Bane voice. And I'm
just do Bane voice, please.
I am Gotham's Reckoning, here to end the borrowed time. Opening on.
Now do your Stewie impersonation.
Why?
Just cause.
How does Stewie fit in?
I don't know.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Now do your John Lennon.
Hello, I'm John Lennon.
George Harrison.
Hello, I'm John Lennon.
All my Beatles sound exactly the same. Ask me to do Ringo.
Do Ringo.
Hello, I'm Ringo, and I'm awesome.
I covered my mouth for that one.
Oh, I like that one.
It made it different. It made it Bane Ringo.
You know what? George Harrison's my favorite Beatle, so...
He's nobody's favorite Beatle.
No, that's Ringo.
I love Ringo.
Well, that's because you're a drummer, and only drummers like Ringo.
Ringo's the one no one liked. I can appreciate that.
That's it. God damn, you sound like a hipster right now. You should be wearing this fucking hat and these fucking shoes. There you go.
I like Ringo before everyone else liked Ringo. Why did they bring me Stella? I asked for PBR.
Oh my god. Whatever.
I look like a paperboy in the 20s in this ad.
God, I have horrible hat hair. Give me that back.
Extra.
God damn you. Well, we were talking about Mad Max, weren't we?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck.
But you want to hear John Lennon in Mad Max?
One more time.
John Lennon in Mad Max.
Yeah, just one more time.
They gave an old boy over there, and they're gonna come back over here and save all the water and women they stole.
What the fuck?
That would have been a better movie if they had John Lennon play the bad guy. Like, not even John Lennon alive. Like, John Lennon's corpse is the bad guy.
Imagine all the people.
He just breaks out in a song like every 20 minutes.
Randomly. God.
Oh, they wasted Tom Hardy in that movie.
No. You know what? And I really like Tom Hardy.
Me too. I wish he said more than But at the very end, all he says is,
my name is Max.
Boom. Credits. That's it. Boom. Credits.
But it's Tom Hardy. Do you really need anything else?
Yes!
Can round of applause for Tom Hardy, please? Just one more time. Yes. Woo! Tom Hardy. Tom motherfucking Hardy.
Fuck that movie, dude.
You know what? I recently read an article about Tom Hardy, about him shutting off...
Does he have a girl to roll his blunts to? Is that where you're going with this?
I wish. This would make a more interesting story. No. It was actually... It's actually interesting. It has nothing to do with this, but I just wanted to share it with you guys. He actually recently shut off an... God damn it. I can't even think straight right now. The interview, some guy was trying to interview, like, oh, how do you feel about your sexuality? And he was like,
You heard about that, right? He's like, what do you care?
Yeah, he's like, I am British.
I'm not sucking your cock.
And then I sound Irish for some reason. I am British. Why do you ask me about my...
Leave the voices to me, champ.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to continue drinking my beer and looking pretty. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what you're here for.
Yeah. Woo! Round of applause for the Stella that I'm drinking.
Nobody clapped.
Dead silence.
Don't
wah, wah, wah.
Don't encourage his alcoholism.
God, I have a problem.
It's okay. If you got a problem, I got a problem too.
This is true. We started together.
Woo!
Woo! I've known Adam since I was, goddamn, 10 years old.
We're not alcoholics. Alcoholics go to meetings.
Cheers to that, mate. One more time.
We just drink on my couch.
Woo! and drink vodka from Mother Russia
at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
God damn it.
A couple more movies on Blu-ray. Age of Ultron, the second Avengers, came out this weekend.
You know what? That one I did watch.
Wait, what did you think? What was your critique of it?
You know what? I realized that it was just the first Avengers just redone. I already knew that. Going into it.
First Avengers, new bad guy. Scarlett Johansson running around with her ass and shit.
But come on, dude. Scarlett Johansson's ass.
Is not enough to get me to buy a ticket price when she's gotten nudes that leaked.
It was enough for me.
I can find Google and not have to pay $10.50.
But see, that's
to watch
what
Robert Downey Jr. be witty.
But this is what makes you an asshole. And this is what makes you an asshole. And me not.
Is that I'd rather look at her nudes than watch her in a movie?
Yeah, exactly. Because you won't pay to see her flaunt her sex.
I'd pay to see her naked. You're like, you wouldn't pay to see her naked?
Because you know what? When you have nudes, it's just, it kind of leaves, it kind of takes away from the imagination. You know, when you see someone sexy on stage, you're like, oh wow, she's really sexy. I wonder what she looks like naked.
But when they're thinking about us right now,
I bet every single one of you is thinking that.
Like,
I'm looking at you.
I want the beauty guy to whip his dick out.
You don't want to see that.
The fat guy better leave his fucking shirt on. That's the twist at the end of the show. We both get naked.
Do you see this face? That's what it looks like everywhere. You don't want to see me naked. You don't want to. So I'll just leave it to the imagination.
Do you see this face? This is what it looks like in patches.
I wish the audience who's listening to this tomorrow could see what I'm talking about. None of you know what I'm looking
at. They're talking about your dick. I think they know. It's going to be the new logo for the show.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, you remember that, God, what movie was it? Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
That movie sucked.
Do you remember when the guy pulled out of the fucking jacuzzi? He's like, oh my God!
Oh yeah, just a diaper of pubes.
Yeah.
Okay. I imagine that's what you look like.
You know what? Not anymore. I have a girlfriend now. Woo! Cheers to that.
Corporal Omar's girlfriend.
Yeah! I'm not lonely anymore.
She's not here tonight because she doesn't love him.
That's true. Ouch.
My girlfriend's here tonight. She's sitting in the back. Give her a round of applause.
Yeah! Girlfriend!
I'm kidding. Woo! She doesn't exist.
It's okay.
I'm going to go home and cry.
It's okay. I'll watch. Actually, I think I'm crashing at you. This is true. I'll probably just hurt him. Tonight, just out of pure sadness.
Tears make the past live. The fucked up thing is, you've been there for more than one of those occasions.
This is true.
Just me, you waking up with me, just like, Omar, I'm sad.
This is not true. Actually, I take that
back.
Wake
up and give me a hug.
No, I've never done that.
For the listeners at home, I was simulating masturbating over Omar's face.
This is what it sounded like. I'm terrible. I you know what? I'm not very good at anything.
That's not what it sounds like at all for me.
Come on.
No.
There you go. That's what it sounded like.
No.
You hear that?
Not even that. It's more like, fuck, I hate myself. Why does nobody love me? I'm sad now.
Why did I do that?
I got on the pillow again.
Oh, God.
I'll flip it over. Sleep on the other side. It's fine.
Everyone likes the cool side of the pillow.
Non-cum side of the pillow.
That's usually how I like to sleep. No cum on my pillow.
Is that what you tell your cabana boy? Hector, no cum on my pillow.
The gay?
He asked for so much cum on his pillow.
God damn you. Can we start this fucking movie?
Not yet, baby. We got time to kill.
Oh, we got time to kill still?
We got shit to talk about, sir.
For sure. It's a 10-10. Okay, good. We got a lot of time,
but
too.
But the point of those stories being that Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about the Avengers.
That movie sucked, too.
Oh, God. You really think so? I enjoyed it because I don't go into movies anymore with the mentality of, you know what, I want this to be Oscar-winning. I want this to have the best fucking story that I've ever fucking seen.
It wasn't even a fun movie, though.
It was, you know what? It was
exactly the same. You know how, you know beat for beat how it's going to go because it's exactly the same.
You know what? I just heard you say today, have you watched Ted 2? I said, no.
I love Ted 2.
And what did you tell me?
Ted 2 was the same movie with better jokes.
There you go. This motherfucker just watched the same movie twice, and he's complaining about Age of Ultron?
But Age of Ultron was like Joss Whedon took the script for the first Avengers, and every time it said Loki, he just photoshopped or copy-pasted in Ultron.
I think you were really drunk when you watched the movie two times.
I was drunk when I watched the second time. I had to be. Don't look at me like that. Don't give me that look. Watch it when we get home. I'll show you. I'll fucking show you. All these people are going to go home and buy the Blu-ray because you're promoting it.
Woo!
You're getting that Disney money, aren't you?
I am getting that Disney money.
Sure, bitch. Last movie we got to talk about is The Boulevard.
I don't know what the hell that is.
What if I told you what it was? It was a very, very littlely, very smallly promoted independent movie.
Ooh, indie movie. My hipster ass loves indie movies.
It got the promotion it did, I think, because it was the last movie Robin Williams made.
Oh, shit. I love Robin Williams.
I love Robin Williams, too. He's a phenomenal actor. The movie sucked.
No.
It sucked.
No.
It's 90 minutes of Robin Williams trying to fuck an 18-year-old guy.
What the fuck?
And then at the end of the movie, Robin Williams is like, I'm gay! And then the movie's over.
What?
And he wasn't even like Birdcage gay.
What?
He was just like...
What is that? Hold on. What the fuck does that even mean? Birdcage gay?
You ever seen The Birdcage?
What?
Watch The Birdcage when you get home.
Oh no, did I just miss out on something?
Fans of The Birdcage!
Oh god damn it! I just fucking...
It's Robin Williams... But fucking Nathan Lane for 90 minutes.
No fucking way.
It's amazing. Nathan Lane's like, oh, Robin. Robin's like, oh, butt sex.
Butt sex. Because that's what gay people love to talk about. Butt sex.
Oh, Birdcage is great. It's a movie about Robin Williams and Nathan Lane owning a gay bar in Miami. It's a drag club. It's fucking great.
That sounds kind of
cool. That movie makes me question my sexuality a little bit. Because Nathan Lane makes a handsome woman.
What?
He does.
What are you fucking talking about, dude?
Fuck The Boulevard. We're going to talk about Birdcage.
Okay, actually, can we talk about Birdcage for a second?
Yeah.
Please tell me.
Okay.
Tell me more.
It is the wonderful story of a man who owns a drag club. And his son is coming
home. Second. Just 1 second. For the people who didn't see what I just did, I literally just beat my balls with this fucking microphone.
I saw that. I was choosing to ignore it.
Dude, that shit hurt.
I'm like,
my stomach hurts really bad. I'm like, why did I do that?
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Why did Nathan Lane make you hit your balls?
Because it was butt sex. I don't know. I was trying to emulate butt sex. It was the weirdest thing ever. I was just like,
that's how you have
this
butt
feels
sex.
Right.
You're doing it
wrong. This just feels right. Just fucking hit my nuts with this fucking mic. And that emulates butt sex perfectly.
And that's why Omar's girlfriend isn't here tonight.
God damn it. But again, my stomach hurts. Go ahead.
I don't even want to know. I want to know about your nuts.
They're not doing okay right now.
I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have done that.
Well, Birdcage is Robin Williams owns a drag club. His son's coming home because he's getting married to a girl that is the daughter of a very conservative senator. So the whole movie is, do we hide who we are, or do we just go with it and say, fuck it? And they end up hiding who they are, but then Nathan Lane shows up and he's dressed like a chick, and it's fucking awesome, and it makes me want to dress like a woman.
You should do it.
I would if I had the balls.
You have the hair.
I know I do.
And that's all that matters.
That's why Robin Williams didn't go drag in that movie.
God damn it, he's so hairy.
I'm not shaving my
arms.
Rest
in peace, Robin Williams.
Like, I'm not shaving my arms. Oh, no, construction workers, hey, arm hair. Mm. He wasn't going to shave his arms.
You know what, it's for whatever reason, whenever you do your Robin Williams impersonation.
Robin Williams sucks.
It does suck.
I'll be the first one to tell you that.
But I always think of, god damn it, what was it? Him as the genie in Aladdin. And it's just like Britain saying, something, something, something.
I think of him fucking Nathan Lane.
Fucking Nathan Lane. But go back to The Boulevard. So he's playing the same role, essentially.
No. He's a married man married to a woman that's in the closet in the whole movie.
So wait, the woman's in the closet?
They're both in the closet. It's a very big closet. No, just him.
Oh my god, that's a big fucking closet.
It's a walk-in.
They both fit in the closet.
And there's so much room for shoes! No. But no, they, They're laughing. I win. No, he.
For all of you, I'm hitting my head.
He's a closeted gay man, married to a woman. He's been gay his entire life, but doesn't realize it until he meets an 18-year-old man whore.
Oh, what the fuck!
But my problem with the movie was the way they presented him being gay. They wanted it to seem like a big twist at the end of the movie. But in saving it as a big twist for the end of the movie, he kind of looks like a pedophile because the 18-year-old man whore looks like he's 12.
I have nothing to say.
It was a weird flick. And then at the end, the man whore, like, really inexplicably and randomly dies.
From AIDS?
No.
Then from what?
I don't know. They're just like, hey, he's dead. And he's like, oh, that's sad.
I'm gay.
He's like, it's sad. I'm gay now. It was a shitty movie. I wanted to like it more. We didn't talk about a damn movie that I enjoyed.
Then what the fuck? What?
You know what movie I do enjoy?
What?
The movie we're going to watch later.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back! Which is actually one of my all-time favorites for any Kevin Smith fucking fan in this room right now. It's just a giant, God, I don't even know. It's just a giant... Finish my sentence. You can do it.
A piece of film?
No. It just referenced all of his...
Oh, yeah, it's a giant reference to the rest of his movie.
There you go. That's what it was. Sorry.
Before we get to that, though, who wants to play some trivia?
Ooh, trivia. Oh, there you go. Hold on.
Before we tell them, before we get people to play, you are going to be playing for, rather, a poster.
Ooh, these posters. And by the way, shout out goes to 25th Pixel.
25th Pixel knocked the shit out of
Yes, he did. He did a fantastic job. He's actually one of my friends that I tend to watch his cat when he's on vacation. So he did me. Yeah, I know. It's great. I watch his cat and he draws shit for me. It's perfect.
You can rather win a poster
or a t-shirt.
We will be available to sign the posters after the show. You can sell them on eBay for absolutely nothing.
No, shut the fuck up, dude. Come on. We can sell it for more. Now you just ruined the surprise.
Or we do have our wonderful coveted mystery shirts. Each of these shirts relates to our show and the network it's on, the IIF Pod Network. But no two shirt is the same. They are all completely custom and they are all completely different. We don't even know what's on half of them.
Shit, you showed me in the apartment. I was like, what the fuck are you having me sign? Okay, whatever.
Yes, and all the shirts are signed. So you can pick when you answer your question correctly. If you want a t-shirt or a poster. Who wants to play trivia?
Trivia! Woo! Round of applause for trivia!
Alright. You see those little lights on your tables? I hate to fuck with the waitress, but click them on if you want to play trivia.
Which fucking lights are you talking about? Oh shit, there's lights on the tables?
You sir!
Oh my god, for the people who are listening at home, there's lights on these fucking tables.
It's futuristic. You sir, get your ass up here, you're doing trivia. You turn your light on.
You gotta come on stage. Come on, give a hand of applause for...
He'll tell us his name when we get up here.
That's right.
Woo! Tell our audience here and our audience at home what your name is, sir.
Right. Dustin, hi.
Dustin's up here for trivia.
All right, Dustin, now to answer a question, I have to pick a question based on what you want to win. You want to win a t-shirt or a poster?
T-shirt.
You want the t-shirt?
Ooh! Okay. I'm excited.
Okay. In Pulp Fiction, what drug did Uma Thurman's character overdose on?
Heroin!
You got it! Ding, 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 ding!
And the man a fucking t-shirt!
That's right, motherfucking Dustin! One motherfucking t-shirt!
I better see you wearing that everywhere, baby!
Yeah! Who's up next?
Who wants to do some trivia?
Alex.
There you go!
Come on, Alex! Woo! Alex will be next!
Where am I gonna go?
Come on up, sir. You and your light on first.
Oh, you wanna go up first? Okay, then Alex. Okay, perfect.
Alright, my friend. Tell our audience
what's your name?
In the club, what your name is?
Ryan!
Woo! It's Ryan! It's motherfucking Ryan!
Alright, Ryan. We playing for a t-shirt or a poster, buddy?
T-shirt.
You want the t-shirts?
Sure.
Everyone wants the t-shirt!
This is fucking great! I really am too!
Okay.
This is fucking great.
Who was the first actor to play James Bond? If you don't get it, you have to give us your t-shirt.
I like your t-shirt. I want to wear it.
You
knows.
Oh, he knows.
Too bad he's not up on stage.
Call. You can do a lifeline. Whatever that fucking.
You can't do no lifeline.
Lifeline. You want a lifeline?
Like Regis Philbin.
Lifeline.
Sean Connery.
That's correct. Oh, is that the correct? Really?
That's correct.
Okay, so
I'm gonna give you the shirt anyway.
You're gonna get the shirt because you called the lifeline. It's okay.
I'm not. That happened again. That's bullshit.
Okay, we can allow it once because that was a tough question, dude.
That's an easy question.
No, it's not, dude. That guy knew it, but that guy didn't know.
Sean Connery. Sure, easy.
Why did he win the shirt?
Doctor, no.
You can come up next, because you know
what. Yeah, you're up here.
You're up next. Come on.
I'm giving you
come
a
on.
Fucking hard one, you cheating piece of shit.
Hey, if I know it, I'll be your lifeline.
There you go. There you go.
All
right, God,
so
I love
the
this
audience,
crowd.
The theater in the audience at home, talk to your name. Travis.
Woo! Travis!
Yeah,
Travis.
All right, playing for a t-shirt or a poster?
T-shirt. Everyone wants a t-shirt. This is fucking great, dude. I love the t-shirts. I can't wait for all of you to look at what the t-shirts
are. T-shirts are amazing.
The t-shirts are fucking great.
What Hunger Games actress has really awesome boobs?
Jennifer Lawrence? There you go!
I'm gonna give you a t-shirt!
That's right! Wow!
Have a t-shirt, my friend. Enjoy your shirts. Wear it in good health.
Please wear it.
Anyone else for some trivia? We got a bunch
Alex.
Of questions.
Alex!
You know, I didn't hear him yell, but I will take the girl sitting next to him. Because she yelled his name, and I'm going to assume that's her name, too.
Alex is her name. Bring her on stage. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Woo! Alex! Everyone at home who doesn't know who Alex is.
Okay. Well, everyone knows your name because everyone heard him.
Everyone knows Alex now.
Alex, you playing for a t-shirt or a poster?
T-shirt, of course.
You want the t-shirt?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Give me a t-shirt.
Okay. Everyone,
oh.
We're going to be out of t-shirts and we're going to have all the posters.
And that's okay because I'll give them now.
I'm just going to glue them to the side of my truck. Advertising for a
I'm
show
I'm
going to
make it into
happens.
A t-shirt because that's... No, and it's unheard of. No
that's
one has ever done that before.
All right. Here's your question, Alex. What is the first rule of Fight Club?
Woo! Motherfucking Alex answered the motherfucking question right. God, I love motherfucking. I love that word. I don't know for whatever reason that's just like my favorite.
So many people want our t-shirts.
Everyone wants the t-shirt.
We've only got like 4 t-shirts left, but no.
4 t-shirts left, and there's enough people in this crowd to get every single
but
t-shirt.
But I do have like 15 posters.
You know what? The posters, again, I'll make it into a fucking shirt. I'll make this work. I just don't ask me how.
I'm going to rewall people in my apartment with those posters if no one takes them. My bathroom is just going to be covered in you and me. And it wouldn't be the first time.
The poster is so awesome. Oh, wow.
Yeah, why does no one want the fucking poster?
The posters are so cool.
We will sign it.
I had to watch a cat to get this fucking poster done. You assholes.
You don't want to know what I had to do to get them printed.
You really don't want to know, actually. Can we just change the subject really quick?
Who else wants some trivia? Right here!
Yeah! Right here!
Okay. For our audience in the theater, our audience at home, what is your name?
Tracy!
Woo! Playing for a t-shirt or a poster?
Poster!
Yay! Poster!
Someone wants a poster.
Can we get one to Deborah, actually? Let's give her a poster, because no one's asking
about a poster.
Yeah, let's get Deborah a poster, please.
Deborah, have a poster!
Poster for Deborah! Woo!
Because she brought us beer.
Yes, I really appreciate that.
It's that easy to win our affection.
Yeah, no, it really is, actually. I'm not hard to win over.
Okay, Tracy.
I have problems.
Question for your poster. Okay. Who was the Addams Family's butler?
Was that...
Lurch!
Lurch! Woo!
You win a poster!
Yay!
Alright, we got a bunch of shit left. Trivia! Who wants trivia? Trivia! You're right, guys!
More trivia! Meow here! Right over here.
Okay, for our audience in the theater and our audience at home, what is your name?
Sam.
Woo! Sam! Woo, Sam!
You got way too into that one. Take it down a fucking notch. Perfect. Playing for a t-shirt or a poster?
T-shirt.
T-shirt!
Yay! Everybody wants a t-shirt!
Everybody wants a t-shirt! Okay, let me pick you out a trivia question here. Which Avenger is the most fuckable?
Ooh.
Loki.
Come on, you can do this. Come on, just say a name. And just...
The one who can hold the one!
Yeah!
That Thor is the most fuckable Avenger! You want a t-shirt.
It's actually hilarious because,
I didn't expect anyone to get that one!
We really didn't, actually.
But I would fuck Thor night and day.
We were in his apartment.
And don't you dare look me in the eye and tell me you wouldn't fuck Thor.
I would. But we were in his apartment and he was telling me the trivia questions. And I assumed Scarlett Johansson because she's sexy. Why not? You know?
I would rather fuck Thor.
And he asked me the question. Again, he asked me the question. And I was like, Scarlett Johansson. That's the obvious answer. He's like, it's Chris Hemsworth.
It is.
And I was surprised that someone else got that. That's fucking great. Because I wasn't thinking that.
True.
That's right.
Well, she could have said, like, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. is so hot.
Oh my god, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh my god. Who in this room thinks Samuel L. Jackson?
My girls love me, motherfucker.
Oh, there you go. We got one clap. Samuel L. Jackson.
I wouldn't fuck Sam Jackson. Be like, I don't like fucking no dudes, motherfucker.
I'm tired of these motherfucking planks.
I'm tired of these motherfucking dudes just trying to suck motherfucking
snakes on this motherfucking plane. I really screwed that one up.
It's okay.
I'm gonna go sit in this corner now.
It's alright, I'll do trivia. Who wants more trivia?
Woo!
You already got shit! Fuck you!
Yeah, give him more shit!
Right there! Get on
we
up
don't
here.
Have enough people doing trivia. Come on! Get on stage.
Well, yeah. If we run out of t-shirts, we can keep going. Depending on who wants to keep going. For our audience in the theater and our audience at home, what is your name?
Alicia.
Woo! Alicia!
Playing for a poster. Fuck yeah, poster! Okay.
What did you get, Sam?
I'm sorry?
Yeah! She got the penis one!
One of a kind IAF Pod Network shirt that says, we wanted artwork on this shirt, but this is all we could draw. And it was a giant dick.
It is the worst drawing of a penis I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen some pretty good penis. Oh,
that one's actually modeled after mine, so don't be too harsh.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I know, there's something wrong with me.
Can we just go back to the trivia? I'm sorry.
Okay, let me find your question. Playing for poster, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What actor played Bane in The Dark Knight Rises?
Ooh. You can do this. We were just talking about them. Yeah.
Talking about him.
We were literally just talking about him.
Lifeline.
Lifeline!
Fucking lifelines! I will throw my boot at you!
Bring it.
Sam motherfucking Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
Right? Because he's
right, I'm Gotham's reckoning,
right?
Motherfucker!
So you think you're in charge, motherfucker?
I'll be the first person to lose trivia.
Would you like an alternate question? I'll give you an alternate question.
You can do a lifeline also. Actually, you get one.
I'll give you a different question. What is the name of Jack Sparrow's ship in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Ooh, this one's easy.
Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
I'm a pirate ship, motherfucker.
Wait, the Black Pearl.
The Black
Pearl. Oh, there you go! Ding, 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 ding! Round of applause.
That only took her an hour and a half. We got more shit. Who wants more of our free shit? Trivia!
More free shit that I have to watch a cat for. God damn that cat.
You right there, sir. You turn your light on. Get on up here. Play some trivia.
Come on. Let's do this. We can do this.
I am not going
to
get it.
I'll give you a good one. For our audience in the theater, our audience at home, what is your name?
Michael.
Woo! Oh, Michael! Yeah.
Playing for a t-shirt or a poster, sir. I will tell you now, not all of them have dicks on them. That was my favorite one.
That was the only... Okay, spoiler alert.
I wanted to wear that one home.
Spoiler alert. All right,
t-shirt then.
You want the t-shirt?
The other ones don't have penises on it. I'm sorry. This is
I don't know if that's a pro or a con. Yeah.
It is a con.
I would love them all to have had just giant dicks on them.
What? Jesus. Right?
The posters are all the same.
Yeah, they're all the exact same.
You want a t-shirt?
I want a surprise. Give me a surprise.
Okay.
Surprise kiss.
Maybe after I finish this beer. Okay. What recently deceased director made A Nightmare on Elm Street and Scream?
God, this one's easy.
Alfred.
No.
Wait, say that one more time?
What recently deceased director made A Nightmare on Elm Street and Scream?
Oh, god damn it. It's so funny because it's coming. I'm not even being a part of this.
Stop it, calm down.
Coming. I'm not even a part of this.
Oh, our audience is on the stage.
I want them to watch.
It is not Alfred Hitchcock.
Lifeline!
It is not Alfred Hitchcock.
Lifeline!
Wes Craven.
It is not Wes Craven. It's Michael Bay. I'll give you a poster.
Oh, it's Michael Bay.
No, it's Wes Craven.
It's Wes Craven. He's fucking with you.
Here's your t-shirt, too.
And we're just giving away for shit.
Every person that gets a lifeline, they get the poster, not the shirt. For some reason, everyone wants the mystery shirts that may have dicks on them.
Hey, people like dicks, dude. What can you say?
I can't blame them.
I can't blame them either.
I know you can't, baby. I'll see you at home.
I got a girlfriend.
A couple more people. Who wants to play some trivia? Right there, my friend. Get up here.
Woo!
All right, sir. For our audience in the theater and our audience at home, what is your name?
Daniel.
Yeah! Daniel! Daniel-san!
Sure.
Round of applause for Daniel-san.
Paying for a t-shirt or a poster, Daniel.
I'll take the t-shirt.
God damn it, everyone wants a t-shirt.
They're like, they got dicks on them. We need them all.
I love Dak.
Gotta collect them.
All right, Daniel. In Back to the Future, what speed did Marty McFly have to get the DeLorean up?
Oh, you got this.
To activate the flux capacitor.
You got a lifeline right there, just in case.
88.
He got it.
He gets a poster, a t-shirt.
He gets a poster.
No, he gets a t-shirt. You want the t-shirt.
Oh, that's right.
You want a poster of the t-shirt? I can give you a t-shirt of the poster. Close enough.
There you go. Joke's on you.
It's not what's on that shirt.
That's not what's on that shirt.
It's probably a dick.
Because Adam loves dick. What's it say?
The t-shirt sucks, but the show is awesome.
There you go.
Awesome one.
God damn, I love those t-shirts. I had such a fun time. Reading every single one of them and signing
out. I had a fun afternoon making them.
Oh, man.
Especially the dick one. I'm like, oh, I love this shirt so much.
God, those were the worst veins on my dick that I've ever seen in my life.
I told you to be sensitive. It was modeled after me.
Really?
Stop talking shit about my dick veins.
God damn it. Sorry.
All right, we got a few more questions left and a few more posters and t-shirts. Who wants some free shit? Right there, sir. Come
on. Whoa, free shit!
I think this is the only person in the theater that I don't know personally.
What's your name?
Davis.
Davis! Woo!
All right, Davis. Playing for a t-shirt or a poster, sir?
Dude,
I got
the last t-shirt.
You want the
last
t-shirt?
That's right, last t-shirt.
Okay. Team America World Police was made by the creators of what cartoon?
Oh! This one's easy, son!
This one's easy.
This one's so easy.
South Park?
There you go!
Well done, sir.
You got this shit,
you know what,
son.
I don't want to look at these fucking posters. Take a poster, too.
Woo! All right. What's wrong with the posters? I had to watch a cat for them. I'm not done with that.
You're not done watching the cat?
I'm done.
You can have the posters watch the cat. Ooh. You're on the poster.
This is true.
Cat'll be like, man, it's
him. I am so in love with the posters. I'm like, God damn it, why do people want the poster?
All right, let me see how many questions I got left. I got 5, 6 questions left. Who wants some more free shit? Right back there, sir. Get the fuck up here.
There you go. There you go.
Now we are running out of questions, and these questions are some toughies. For the audience in the theater and the audience at home, what is your name, sir?
Lane.
Woo! Lane.
Playing for a t-shirt or a poster, my friend?
Poster.
Oh, yeah, we're out of t-shirts. I will give you all my shirts. No.
You want my shirt?
I do.
Oh, god damn it.
You give it up, I'll be happy.
Oh, damn it. No, it's too small. God damn it.
Put your fucking shirt
Okay, god damn it.
I said that was the end of the show. I'm Mark.
I'm not good at these things, man. This is my first time.
Keep your shirt on. Just leave the top button open. I like it like that.
Ladies. His girlfriend isn't here tonight.
She really isn't.
She's gonna hear this show and be like, you fucking slut.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking hear this shit tomorrow. Nah, she probably won't listen to this.
Okay. My apologies, sir. Your question. The Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in how many parsecs?
Ooh. Oh, look, he knows this one.
I think I know, but I'm not sure.
Lifeline.
12 parsecs.
No.
Ooh.
It made it in less than 12 parsecs.
Oh!
him. But you know what? I'm going to give him a poster.
Give him a poster anyways.
Woo! Sick of looking at the posters.
God, I want those posters to go.
I kind of do and I kind of don't.
Yeah, because I kind of want to make them into a t-shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Less than 12 parsecs.
We have a handful of questions left. Who wants more free shit?
Megan!
Megan
wants free shit!
I know she does!
Free shit's always the best.
She's taking her sweet time getting there. Fuck! Well, we already heard your name is Megan, so that bit's ruined. Thank you.
Woo! Megan!
I refuse to cheer for someone who ruined my bit!
Oh.
Alright, Megan, you're playing for a poster because that's all we have left. Well, good, because that's all we got.
There's a dick on the poster.
No, there is not a dick on the poster, but there can be for a charge after the show.
I am willing to draw any dick on any poster that anybody wants.
I was just going
to
put my dick on it.
Is that how that works?
Bam, dick on poster. Take it home, it's got my musk.
Can I draw it on my forehead?
I'll put it on your forehead if you want.
Lucky.
Don't fuck with me, sir. I have a microphone. Okay, your question. Finish the lyric from this famous movie musical. I'm just a sweet transvestite!
Oh, shit, you better get it right.
And you have to sing the rest of the lyric.
I need a Shut up!
I know you personally have heard me sing this song.
I'm just a sweet... Do you want
a lifeline? But whoever does the lifeline has to come up and sing it with me. Sing it. From transsexual Transylvania. With the assist. Put that shit left side, top shelf.
Can we give a round of applause for...
I'm breaking up with you.
We can, but I only have one hand.
Keep clapping.
Yay! Alright, I think we have... How many questions do I have left? I have... one question left. For one more question. Who wants it?
And this is available for anybody who's already won something.
Yes.
So if somebody else wants to get on to...
Ooh,
Sam wants... wait...
You know what? Yeah, you look like you haven't won shit! Get up here!
Get up here!
Alright, sir, for our audience at home and our audience in the theater, what is your name?
Cook.
Cook! Is that your name or your profession?
Yes.
Yes!
I'll take it!
I'll take that too, actually.
Hi, I don't know more. My name's Plumber!
And my name is Taco.
Taco isn't a profession, Omar.
Yeah, because you make tacos.
I mean, if your name was... Fuck it.
Just give that to me, please.
Who wrote and directed Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles?
Oh, God damn it, dude. That one's a hard one.
I know that one.
Well, yeah, because...
That's an easy one.
No, it's not.
Why? She knows it.
Well, yeah, because she's... just...
Lifeline.
That is not the correct answer.
Mel Brooks.
Just give him a fucking poster. Come on. Let's get this fucking movie started.
These fucking cheaters. Alright, sir, here's your poster. But now it is time for me and my brother up here to start our movie.
Woo! Jane, Silent Bob.
Strikes back.
Strike back.
No one gets reference yet.
They will.
I gotta hook the thing with the very high-tech unrolled coat hanger.
Don't ruin the surprise.
Grab your beer. We gotta step in front of the stage.
Okay.
We're gonna share the stable with you guys.
Oh, the speakers sound good. This is awesome.
Right?
God damn it.
How the fuck does this stage work?
Aha! Okay. Yay! Are you sure that's enough? You need more?
That's as far as it goes. Hold my mic. I'm gonna go turn the lights down.
Turn down for what?
I've heard that. They got it for us. We're good to go. Let's step back a bit so everyone can see the screen. We got room to go.
We're going to commentate this motherfucking movie.
In a minute. There we go. Interesting fact. Dimension Films made this movie.
Really? I didn't know that.
He did, and it was a View Askew production.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
This is one of me and Omar's favorite movies of all time.
This is actually, yeah, exactly.
Because he is Jay and I'm Silent Bob.
This is true. Snooky Boochies.
I don't have a microphone in my hand, I'm Silent Bob. Oh, here's a fun little bit of trivia. For the opening of this movie, the baby Silent Bob is actually Kevin Smith's daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
You getting more beer?
I like to drink. I have a problem.
Someone has to drive.
That's you.
Fuck. Any ladies want to go home with us tonight?
Do you want another one?
I'm okay.
Yeah, he's okay. I'll take another one. Thank you, Deborah.
This has nothing to do with the movie.
Sorry.
Oh, you can tell the 70s language because he says keep on trucking.
Is that what he said?
I believe in the 1970s in the North America state, that was actually a phrase they used to belittle one. I don't think they literally meant keep on trucking because, as you can see, that lady is not on a truck.
It's actually one of my favorite scenes.
Motherfuck.
This is actually a lot faster than I remember it.
What do you mean?
Like, he's singing this song very fast.
Well, we are bootlegging this.
Oh, this is true. This is going back really fast.
Kevin Smith, I love you. Please don't sue me.
Kevin Smith, I love you too.
And for that matter, Universal Studios, please don't sue us for using your theme song in the left end of the room.
Yeah, this is going by really fast.
It's probably sped up because we're watching it on YouTube.
This is true.
I had a solid bootleg of it, but it didn't work on their projector.
For everyone at home, we had technical difficulties, and we had to...
Several of them.
Yes, several of them. But we got this to work, and hopefully Flappers will have us back, and we'll be able to do more technical difficulties.
Now we're back to the living room.
This is true.
It's lonely in there, and it's cold. You don't keep your pants on. I think all Silent Bob is Black Manter. Kevin Smith's the reason why we do this podcast.
This is true. Didn't you meet him?
I did, and I nearly shit myself.
Yeah, dude, I would have shit myself if I met fucking Kevin Smith, dude. I love him so much.
We wouldn't be podcasting if it wasn't for him, and I wouldn't have had the idea to put it in the theater. He didn't do it first. Thank you for letting me steal your ideas, Kevin Smith.
You are awesome.
You have good ideas. Talk that much. What am I producing,
an A&E biography about him? Two packs of wraps. Yo, how was the service?
Service. I love this.
The one at the Unitarian church last week where you two got married to each other.
I'm drunk as fuck.
What the hell are you talking about?
Jay said
you
guys had
for the audience and for the people who are in front of us right now, I have a tendency of getting drunk when we do this. So
that's the point of the show.
Exactly. That was our original idea, actually.
The show was birthed because we were just getting drunk and watching movies.
This is true.
And we're like, fuck it, throw a microphone in.
Yeah.
The internet will love us!
And the internet did love us. sure.
You want to survey the room and see what they think of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
Oh, so
sir, what do you think of the movie that is currently 3 minutes and 54 seconds in? He loves it!
Woo! He loves it! What about you?
Fantastic!
It's fantastic!
That's right!
No fucking way.
You, sir, what do you think of the movie that is now 4 minutes and 8 seconds in?
Comedic.
That's correct.
Hold on, I love this fucking part of the movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're broke. Shows up.
Everyone shut up. We're watching a movie.
Shh. Stop talking.
You can talk. Just buy your own.
With all that money you guys made? No, yeah. Dude, this is totally sped up. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah, it is, dude. Okay.
You're fucking high.
No, dude, I am not high. This is totally sped up.
Why did you give him another beer?
Because I'm paying for it, motherfucker.
True.
This is true.
The pulse, alright?
Come on, people in here, come on. Yeah. Does it not seem sped up to you?
Don't agree with
right,
him,
right?
Just a little
bit. It seems sped up a little bit.
You see, kids, if you read.
I've seen this movie a million times. I know what it.
Bitch, I'm in this movie!
When the fuck did this happen?
I know.
Brody. Oh, man. You know what, this is actually, God, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's Chasing Amy. He was in Mallrats, right?
That was my remaining trivia question was about Chasing Amy.
Oh, was it? God damn it.
I answered it correctly. I get a poster.
Woo!
We haven't seen a fucking dime for no movie.
This is our favorite part.
Oh, this is... shut the fuck up!
If I was you guys, I'd email and ask for my blue check.
Shit, yeah, we got to get paid!
And on that note...
Give me a second.
That was totally sped up. Come on, guy.
We did it perfectly, though.
I know we did. It's okay.
It's fucking YouTube.
Ooh, Ben Affleck. Round of applause for Ben Affleck, everyone.
Woo!
Ben motherfucking Affleck for the new Batman.
Affleck. Affleck was the bum in Family Guy.
He was. Word like a motherfucker. I've actually never seen that fucking movie.
I didn't even know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I only know that because they say that in the scene.
And it's so funny because Ben Affleck was the one who said it. Ben Affleck was like, yeah, but Affleck was the bomb and fan of. Word like a motherfucker.
Let's be made by Miramax. We'll probably get Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Which is hilarious because this movie is just a giant, just fucking... Oh, God.
It's even funnier because that is Ben Affleck. Father of my children.
Ditch this foul-mouthed little chucklehead to whom I am a constant victim of his folly, so much so that it prevents him from ever getting to kiss a girl. Fuck, when or when? When's gonna be my time?
Look how young Ben Affleck looks. I'm just...
Look how young Kevin Smith looks.
I'm the chucklehead.
God, and he's...
You're the fucking...
He's so skinny.
Yeah, he lost most of his weight, though.
Did he?
He lost like 100 pounds. Fucking traitor.
Oh my God. He's giving bad people a name. Oh, wait. A bad name.
Exactly. What was it Jonah Hill said? There's nothing funny about a physically fit person.
This is very true, and I completely agree with
that. I do, too. Why do you think I'm still fat?
That's because you don't like to work out or
eat healthy.
What's
that, too? But it's more for the laughs.
The laughs are great. Yes, just completely... Yeah, just... Make your body horrible.
Most of the time, all I gotta do is be like, who wants to see my titties? People are like, ah, ha, 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 he's got titties.
He's like that little kid from the
Goonies. See, they're laughing at my titties. I was the kid in the Goonies. I was. I was drunk.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
You're high as fuck.
I am.
You mean that fucking movie with Morg from Work in it?
Put my glass down on the nearest table here because I'm sick of fucking listening.
Word, bitch.
Phantom's
like a motherfucker. I am not.
Yeah, yours is full.
All right. So here we go. Now this is the shoot back.
Well, we got Deborah over here who's willing to fill up your glass. Jesus Christ. Glass, if you wanted to. No, don't do that.
Yours is here.
This is true.
Fuck them up their stupid asses.
Love,
Man, and Chronic is the worst comic I ever read.
Fuck them and their stupid asses.
You know what's sad?
Huh.
We're getting to the end.
Are we really? No way. Oh, God damn it. I wish we had more time.
I know. Let's just stay here all night.
Let's do that.
None of you are leaving.
All of you have to stay here and watch this movie with us.
Forever and ever and ever. That was a Shining
movie. Really? I didn't know that.
I know, that's why I
said I'm just kidding. I knew that.
The movie, classically, of course, starring Jack Nicholson and a bunch of people no one remembers.
I don't know anybody else but Jack Nicholson.
I don't think anyone does.
I don't think it matters.
Neither do I. Had nothing to do with Jigsaw Bob Shrek.
You know, I know, right? And we moved straight away from this, but...
We always do.
God damn it. I know that's one of the things that whenever we do our podcast is always just... away from the point, you know?
Yeah.
And it's okay because people still enjoy it. All the three listeners that we have, it's
the two people online and the four people in the theater right now.
This is true.
Fuck that. We gotta put a stop to these fucking people.
Makes me think of that Tiffany song, you know.
First of all, we're alone.
Something words.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Song of being alone.
Taking your dick out.
No, it's about. I don't know. Never actually heard the song.
It's always about dicks with you.
Yes.
Yes.
You say yas.
Yas.
That's not a fucking word.
Shh. The movie's fine.
Am I getting through to you at all? So all we gotta do is go stop the fucking movie.
Why did I stop talking when you actually...
That silenced me.
I'm going for it.
That actually worked.
It did.
We're 10 minutes in the movie and this is almost over.
Yeah, we got like... 4 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Trivia took a hot minute, but I'm glad it did.
No, you know what? We had fun with this, and
I'm pretty sure if we show any more of this movie, we get sued.
I don't want to get sued. I really don't.
The only way I'd be happy about Kevin Smith suing me is if he showed up to my front door to give me the subpoena.
That'd be hot.
I'd kidnap him. I'd kidnap me and be my best friend forever. I'd never let him leave.
But can we make a movie together?
That's not all I can do.
Jesus Christ.
I'm talking about butt sex.
Butt sex. I love that. The premise of this movie is that these two assholes
are trying to get a movie about them
stopped. Yeah, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like,
well, it's like this movie's a big inside joke. That's the thing.
Explain.
Well, the movie's very self-referential to every other Kevin Smith movie up until this point. And Jay and Silent Bob are trying to stop a movie being made about Blunt Man and Chronic, their comic book personas. So it's essentially the Jay and Silent Bob movie about the Jay and Silent Bob movie, full of references to other Kevin Smith movies.
Hold on, my brain just exploded.
And then George Carlin showed up and sucked the guy's dick.
That was hot, actually. This is my favorite scene. I'll give head for a ride. That was like, what?
I miss George Carlin.
Oh, rest in peace, George Carlin.
I wonder if he actually did give head for rides.
He probably didn't.
I wish
this is just a movie. You can't ask him because he's dead as fuck.
Two tsunami.
Which we were supposed to have today.
We were. We didn't.
Thank God. Or thank Ra.
Thank Cthulhu.
I like to thank the sun god Ra.
I like to thank Cthulhu. Because every time something bad doesn't happen, it's because Cthulhu didn't feel like doing shit.
No, but Cthulhu... Fuck you.
You have sound logic there, my friend.
Fuck you.
Later.
Maybe. I'm kind of drunk. So.
So we'll see where it goes.
Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, we actually have to cut the movie here.
Really?
Yeah, we gotta give out raffle prizes.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The show went...
Huh? You guys thought you weren't getting more free shit?
Woo! Free shit!
We got raffle prizes now!
Oh, we didn't get to play the movie.
Oh. Well, we got about 12 and a half minutes in. We got about 13 minutes in. I can't read.
I was expecting at least an hour. That's crazy.
No.
We talked a lot. This is great.
Show was over in 8 minutes and we gotta give out raffle prizes.
Let's fucking do it.
Okay. Crystal, do we have raffle entries and prizes and shit?
I don't know. Did they fill them out?
Did you guys fill out fucking raffle tickets?
Woo! Raffle tickets!
I swear to God, the raffle prizes don't have dicks on them.
I love dick.
What?
Jesus Christ.
But I can put a dick on it if you'd like me to.
I love drawing dicks.
I wasn't talking about drawing again.
Can we just do stand-up for an hour?
We essentially just did.
Has this thing go back and... Hold on, watch.
Oh,
watch
this. Okay, I'm willing. Put the screen up so people can see us on the stage. Well done, sir. Well done.
You know why?
Because
I'm an expert. Expert?
You're an expert?
An expert.
That's not a word.
Shh. Stop ruining everything.
Everyone's filling out them raffle cards.
Oh man, I gotta stop.
Throw it in the raffle bucket.
I got a problem.
Throw it in the raffle bucket. I'm just gonna collect them all. Fuck it, I'm here. Throw it in the bucket. Everybody,
throw it in the bucket. Man, 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 man.
That's fine. Back now with your t-shirts and your posters.
Right, meow.
You guys got a raffle shit?
Right.
You can't do simple math.
You do the same thing.
One of our audience members just said he can't do simple math.
I don't know why I do that all the time when I was like, right, meow. Damn it. High five. High five. Right here. You got this. Huh?
Listen to the song we got playing.
You go on and know ya, know ya.
Morris Day in the motherfucking time.
Oh, they fucking suck. No, they don't. They're
awesome. Raffle tickets. Why did you fold it? No, paper airplane. I'm not picking that one on purpose. No, okay. Anyone else got raffle tickets?
Don't throw my name.
I said. Fill out the rest of it. I'll hold on a second. Oh, you're throwing it in the bucket. Okay. Whatever. Okay.
This was awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming here tonight. You guys are all awesome. Unfortunately, no one that I invited showed up. But,
everyone I invited showed up.
Yeah, you know what? Because you have people that love you.
Well, they're mildly okay with me.
This is true. But I really appreciate everyone that showed up because it means a lot to me. We had we started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
And now we're here.
Slide it from the bottom, now my whole
and
thing
again,
fucking
it,
here.
And again, it may be a small room, but it's very important to me because it's filled with people who legitimately care about what we're doing.
Well, they're more curiously interested, I think.
You know what? And if... Why do you gotta ruin everything?
Because we're gonna get under the rumble.
God damn it.
Alright.
Regardless, I'm very happy with the people who showed up because this is more than I expected.
Our first raffle prize.
Man, fuck you.
It's going to be
emotional.
A one-day intro to comedy intensive here at Flappers at Flappers University. So if anyone here wants to learn how to be a stand-up, this is your fucking prize.
I'm the motherfucking stand-up champ.
You check. This one just says Sarah. I'll let you fill out the rest. You won your free comedy intensive. You can learn to be a stand-up. Come get your prize.
Woo! Motherfucking prize for Sarah.
I hope you use this well. It's a $49 value. Learn to be fucking funny.
Learn to be funny, Sarah.
Never work. Learn to do better than we did. All right, next prize.
We're awful.
We were okay. We were Mad Max.
You know what? We were Mad Max. We were all right.
All right. Next ticket, or next prize, is a ticket to our Celebrity Drop-In Tuesdays here at Flappers. I'll let you draw this one.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't know why I'm singing the I Dream of Jeannie theme song.
Daniel Montez. Oh, Daniel fucking won.
There you are, sir. Okay, let me shuffle some more.
What do we do with these? Do I toss these? Do I eat them? Do you want me to eat them?
You don't eat them or toss them. You gotta hold on to those.
Alright, any problem.
Well, that one's gone forever.
I probably should have made it.
Alright, next ticket for our Celebrity Drop-In Tuesdays. I already drew that one. Why'd I put it back in?
Because you're high as fuck.
Not yet, I'm not. Patricia Tanuko. I pronounced that wrong.
Patricia! Fucking prize!
Come get your prize!
Come get your motherfucking prize.
Don't make me walk to you. I've been standing here for an hour and a half. I'm tired.
I'm so drunk. I don't want to walk.
Yeah, you're so drunk. Do you want to draw the next one, sir?
Yes, please do.
Draw the next one.
Why did you let me drink so much? And the winner is... Wow, I can't pronounce that.
Oh, that's Lane. That's a dude right there.
Lane! Lane!
You got home with a... What'd you win earlier? You won a t-shirt, right? Oh, you want to come get this, or do you want me to just chuck it to you?
Just throw it to him.
Throw it at
him. No, hold on. Let me throw it at him. I pulled it, so... Let me try again. God damn it.
Hand it to him and let him pass it.
I like throwing things, dude.
You were never going to get it there. Alright, next winner. Next win. Yeah, okay. Megan Hoffman!
Woo! Megan! You want some shit.
You got a ticket.
Enjoy your free shit.
Drop in Tuesdays. I don't know why I said Tuesdays.
I'll pull the next one. Let's see who
last
wins.
Last ticket, last one. Last winner!
Last winner. It is Samantha Lopez.
She got a dick shirt and a ticket to a show.
A round of applause for dicks and t-shirts.
Dicks and t-shirts. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did we have fucking fun this evening?
Did everyone have fun? Yes, we had a good time. And hopefully...
Find this show on iTunes, like, subscribe, comment... burn it on a disc, email it to your friends, share it around, do whatever the fuck you want with it, just as long as you listen to it again.
Please listen to it, because I like monies.
You can listen to it and, like, hear your own laugh.
I like that.
That's cool. Thank you so much, guys. Woo! Do what we love to do. This was Brews, Blu-rays, and Bootlegs Live. Have a good rest of your night. Check your waitresses.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I actually love that movie.